It is prohibited to commit any acts of hostilities directed against historic monuments, works of art, or places of worship which constitute the cultural or spiritual heritage of peoples, because it has been a seat of learning all this time. There are ancient manuscripts there, and they're scattered around the town. In a place like Timbuktu, almost every structure would be protected from any kind of attack. The interesting point is that even though this is an internal armed conflict, and so, for example, the Geneva Conventions or the 1954 Convention on the Protection of Cultural Heritage in Time of Armed Conflict, those treaties don't seem to extend to internal armed conflicts, civil wars, but we have a body of customary international law that has grown up, and we are confident in the world of international law that rebels and government forces must respect and go out of their way not to damage in any way the manuscripts, the documents, or the buildings related to this priceless cultural heritage.
What body is saying that these government officials and these rebels must respect the...
Well, there will be several very interested in making sure that there's no harm with respect to these sites and objects in Timbuktu. The International Committee of the Red Cross is always observing and making representations to all parties to armed conflicts to ensure that fighters respect the international law governing armed conflict. But because it's a place of great concern for Islam, then there will also be, of course, people, Islamic scholars and governments of predominantly Islamic countries that will also be interested. And, of course, all of us are, because world heritage belongs to all of us.
You brought up the fact that it's an internal conflict. What about to someone that would say this is an internal conflict, Malians amongst Malians, and their Malian sites? If a Malian force wants to destroy a Malian heritage site, who is the international community to say that they cannot do that?
Well, it's because of that concept that the rules governing civil war have been slower to develop. But by now, it's very well understood that significant fighting within a country is of interest to international law. Just as the human rights situation within a country, that a government doesn't get to violate the human rights of its people just because it's the government of those people within a nation state's boundaries.